Coming back home, a stark pre-budget statement landed this week on the desks of the Finance Minister Jack Chambers and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue. It came from the local Drugs and Alcohol Task Forces, a community-level organisation which is battling what it describes as a significant increase in the problematic use of drugs and alcohol. Their problem is compounded by these statistics. While overall government expenditure has almost doubled between 2012 and 2023, the task force's budget has dropped by 4.5%, from 20 million to 19.09 million over the same period. The coordinator of the Tala Drugs and Alcohol Task Force is Grace Hill, and she joins me now. Good morning, Grace. Or good afternoon.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about the resources, can you tell us about the changing nature of the drug and alcohol abuse that you're witnessing in your area?
Sure. Well, I suppose what we're seeing is, many task force areas will be seeing a bit of a drought in heroin use, an increase in recreational powder cocaine use. So in the last 5 years, we've seen the onslaught of an increase in crack cocaine use. We have a lot of homelessness now, people needing support around harm reduction, including food poverty. We've a huge amount of, we've a lot of people presenting with polydrug use issues, using tab.
What does that mean? I think we might just have a little bit of difficulty with Grace's line. Grace, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Great. You were just talking about, I think it was polydrug use. Can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, so just when people are presented with more than one drug issue.
Right.
So they might be using alcohol and tablets, for instance, or crack cocaine and alcohol. But I suppose the big thing is, Paul, that, you know, the demand increase for services and support is up 56% in the last 10 years, which is staggering. And I suppose our services are doing the best to respond. I think you gave a really good synopsis there of what's in our pre-budget submission. And if I could just go back to a person, I suppose I'll just quote somebody in it's who came up in your last segment there, which was Joe Biden. A quote I love from him around budgets is, you know, don't tell me what your priorities are. Show me your budget and I'll tell you what they are. And that for me is really clear here with what we're presenting with our pre-budget submission.
But in your pre-budget statement, and I'm quoting here from it, says it's very disappointing that successive governments have failed to value and invest in community drug prevention, treatment and recovery services. Now, in the same document, you welcome the fact that the government had a citizens' assembly on drugs. So it's not that you're engaging in government bashing, but I'm just wondering, why has your budget gone down? Have you been told or given a reason as to why that's the case?
Well, there was huge reductions in funding from 2008 to 2014, and those cuts actually haven't been reverted. And so services are still feeling the impact of that. You mentioned the Citizens Assembly, which was a great opportunity to discuss drug policy and what's happening on the ground and the great services that people are getting in communities. That leaves 36 recommendations. I suppose many of which will rely on frontline community drug services to implement the various services that feel deprived and starved of funding now. So there seems to be a bit of a disconnect. We're having a lot of rhetoric. We have a health-led response to drug use, which is great. The foundation is there. We've 36 recommendations in a citizens' assembly. But the services who'll be implementing it are being starved of funding. So I suppose we need a recommitment from government. And that needs to come in the form of investment in people at the front line, people who are dealing with the chaos of addiction, people who are dealing with the trauma caused by addiction. And the want and the will is there. There's amazing things happening. You know, we have recovery communities are growing, Paul, in communities as a result of the work done by drug task forces in the last 27 years.
But Grace Hill, could you put a figure on it? What do you want Minister Chamber and Minister Donoghue to do in October's budget?
Well, what we're asking for is an additional 4 million euro to what we need. The line of work we're in is people based. We need more staff. We need to be able to be competitive in the labour market and pay staff what they're due. So we're looking for an additional 4 million euro to support community drug projects. And as you say, to make up for the health budget being increased by 51%, and we're actually down 4.5%. But also inflation, Paul. Inflation has been risen cumulatively at 21% the last 10 years, and our services are dealing with the impact. If I could give you an example, Paul, one of our projects was had to make up a €7,000 increase in their insurance costs last year, and no support to do that whatsoever. It just seems crazy, you know, only for the goodwill of an amazing board they have and fundraising were they able to meet that cost.
Okay.
But there's just, as I say, there's a disconnect. I think what would help is, and I recognise that we have a new Minister of State in Colin Burke TD, and it would be great to have the opportunity to sit down with him and talk about the amazing work we're doing on the front line.
Because he comes from your neck of the woods as well. But
he does.
But Grace Hill, coordinator with the Tala Drugs and Alcohol Task Force, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Coming up after the break, new ways to tackle a lethal problem: motorists using their mobile phones while driving.